Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Listening to the Weem Weekly podcast, I am Dylan Brown, and I am joined by Mrs. Williamson, a teacher here at the high school. Now, we'll start you off with an easy question. What classes do you teach here at the high school?
I teach Spanish 2 and Spanish 3.
Okay. How long have you been a teacher here at the high school?
That's not fair. 22 years, longer than you've been alive.
Obviously, COVID hitting has changed a lot of things here at the school. How has your job changed since COVID hit?
Well, it started to change before COVID when we decided that technology was going to be a major factor in teaching. And, you know, I'm old enough and ambivalent enough about technology that I had a pretty steep learning curve on that. So COVID made made us more technologically dependent. And it also, for me, you know, since Spanish is a language that needs to be spoken and interacted with, and sometimes students even need to read my lips. And, you know, if you've had me before, you know that I'm pretty big on repetition. The idea that I'm teaching online and not hearing you, the idea that I've got 25 minutes a day to try to teach something and not hear your responses or not hear, you know, a lot of repetition of new grammar or new vocabulary has made me feel a little bit like I'm not doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Next question. What is your favorite thing about Pendleton Heights?
Wow. I really like Pendleton Heights. I like the town of Pendleton. I like the fact that parents are involved. I know this sounds really selfish, but I like the fact that I hardly have any discipline problems because I have good students. You know, I may have some lazy students now and again, but they're not disrespectful. They're not intrinsically unkind. I like my students a lot. So I would say the kids are just really, you know, make it easy to keep teaching.
Yeah. Building off that answer, do you think it's important as a teacher, especially as a teacher that has students multiple years, to build a relationship with the students?
I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's really, really good. And I'll just give you the example that because I give homework every night, and some students don't like that. Some kids don't mind it. Some kids actually like it. But because I ask that of my students, it works better if we have a relationship than if we don't have a relationship. You know, it's a good thing when I see your interest or your heart and you see my heart. So yeah, I think a relationship is important, but not essential.
Okay. What would you say is the easiest part about being a teacher here at the high school?
The class itself.
Yeah.
It's not, I never think, oh my goodness, this is going to be a rough day today.
Mm-hmm.
The teaching itself is the easiest part.
Yeah. Sounds nice. What do you think is the most difficult part about being a teacher here at the high school?
Well, I would say the technology, but I've gotten, I learn what I have to learn, and that's okay. I would say it is grading for me. It's staying after school and grading papers.
Mm-hmm. How is teaching an elective class different from teaching a core class?
Well, I taught English for a long time, and I remember feeling a certain weight or a sense of responsibility that if my students didn't get what I was teaching them, I might be, you know, handicapping them for the rest of their career. For example, if you can't speak correctly, if you can't write a sentence, if you can't read, I might be actually limiting your future occupation or whatever. So I think teaching elective takes a little bit of that stress off. However, now that Spanish is going to be spoken, let's say, by 50% of the population in the next 10 years, I'm beginning to feel a little bit of that responsibility all over again.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think it is to learn Spanish on paper versus online?
Well, of course, online means you can cheat a lot more. You know, you can Google Translate or whatever your favorite search engine is. And I wouldn't necessarily say it's important to learn it on paper. I would say it's important to learn it in person, because learning it well is a combination of hearing someone speak it, responding back to the spoken word, and then practicing that so that, you know, on paper, so that what you want to learn verbally becomes cemented just from the writing. I don't know. If you don't have a response back from a teacher, mm-hmm. Like online, I don't know how that works very well.
Yeah. Do you think that having students for multiple years is beneficial in teaching them, since you can kind of gauge their progress?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think it tells you how far you can push them or not.
Yeah. And then how important do you think it is for students to learn a secondary language?
Well, you know, there's the old joke that if you speak two languages, you're bilingual. And if you speak three languages, you're trilingual. And if you speak one language, you're American. So I would say that in this day and age, being bilingual is increasingly important in a global economy, in a global culture. So, yeah, I would say it's more important today than it was 50 years ago.
Do you have any tips and tricks to actually help the students memorize it and learn it for the long run?
Well, of course, muscle memory, right?
Yep.
Is the best way to do that. You know, when I'm speaking to someone in public and they're talking to me, you know, 20 years ago, my mind would freeze up and I couldn't think of the words. But muscle memory, it you know, is obviously helpful. It's the same strategy that you use in sports or in the military or whatever. Know it so well that it comes to you without thinking rather than with thinking.
Mm-hmm. Now for my last question, is there just anything else you would like to tell the listeners at all?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on here today. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Ween's website, 917ween.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM community calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the WEEM staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM community calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
91.7 WEEM would like to thank you for listening to Pendleton Heights student-run radio station. The generous support of our listeners greatly assists WEEM's efforts to provide locally produced programming to East Central Indiana. If you've ever donated to WEEM, we thank you. Please consider sending a donation to Attention WEEM, Pendleton Heights High School, 1 Arabian Drive, Pendleton, Indiana, 46064. Again, that's Attention WEEM, Pendleton Heights High School, 1 Arabian Drive, Pendleton, Indiana, 46064.
Welcome to Back to the WEEM Weekly. I'm Parker Dean, and I'm sitting down with Riley Heron, who is the sponsor, one of the sponsors of the Best Buddies program. So, like, what's your favorite part of sponsoring?
My favorite part about sponsoring is just being able to work with both the special education side of it, but also the general education side of it. I'm a special education teacher, so I'm kind of secluded with only my students. So it's really nice to be able to get out in the school and get to meet a lot of other kids.
Yeah, have all the combinations of like every aspect of the...
Very much so.
Yes.
And seeing all those friendships form, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I'm sure. So like, what's your favorite part?
I really loved like favorite event or like favorite... Just part of Best Buddies.
Like favorite event for like whatever you think is like the best that gets you most excited.
My favorite part about Best Buddies, like I kind of said earlier, was that I love just seeing friendships form between my students and also the general education side of school. It was so cool. This past Friday, we had our Halloween party and it was amazing time full of just like laughing and dancing and pictures and just a lot of good times between both my students and the rest of the Best Buddies chapter. So just seeing all those friendships form and all the happiness that comes with it.
Yeah, because when I was in the middle school, my mom used to work here.
Oh, wow.
And so I would always come, like, walk to the high school, mm-hmm. not knowing that I was going to be in this building one time or another. And so I'd walk there, and she worked with Mrs. Babcock.
Okay.
So I was like really close. Like I'm really close with that class anyway,
really?
Cause I know all the people.
Who's your mom?
Amy Dean.
Okay. I've heard of the name.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So you used to work here and so I'd walk. And so when I would get to the classroom, it was to the point where I was just like, I would know all the students. They would know me. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
And I'd only see them about 10 minutes a day and they would still know like my face.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and I think that's kind of the coolest part about Best Buddies is like these people don't understand like the lasting impact that you can have on my students. And so the thing with Best Buddies is like, this is like their favorite thing in the whole world. And it's like their time where they can get to hang out with friends and be just like every other student. And so, you know, the smallest little interaction, just a smile, a hug, a wave can mean the world to them.
Yeah.
So.
They will remember it forever.
Like, exactly.
If they remember your face, then you're all set.
Also vice versa. I mean,
yeah.
As obviously has left an impact on you. So it's really neat to see it go both ways.
Yeah. See, I always think the program is very like great for connections because it separates like the general education and the Best Buddies. Mm-hmm. So put them together and it's a really powerful impact. Like the Very Best much. Buddies walk too.
Yeah. The Best Buddy walk, try to raise as much money as we can so we can give money and put more effort into like all of our monthly meetings and whatnot. So we can do more fun things and more exciting things and to get more general education and special education people involved. So there's a lot of possibilities that are coming up and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Big events, big impacts and gets the community involved basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a big part about it is we want to raise as much money as we can. But the other big part of it is just to get the community involved in being able to like show the impact that we have on our school to our community. So, you know, people in our community don't get to see my kids in class or get to see the Best Buddies meetings. And so it's really neat to give the community a chance to see all that and what Best Buddies is about.
Yeah. So when like the Best Buddies walk's happening. So with the listeners that we have on here, how can they get more into it if they're interested?
So the walk, you can just show up day of. It's from 1 to 4 in the baseball complex. We're going to start the walk slash run about 1:15, 1:30, and it's a color run. So wear white or clothes that you don't mind getting dirty. And we're just going to have all of our students throwing color at you. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. And so you can just show up day of. Or if you have want to sign up or register ahead of time, you are able just to email me, which my email is rherrin@smcsc.com.
Yeah. So like all that's coming up and everything. So with, is it hard to get or like events organized under the COVID and everything?
Yes and no. So I don't know if this is lucky or unlucky, but this is only my third year teaching, and I started teaching only 4 months before COVID hit. So really it's almost all that I know in my like professional world. So it's made it more challenging at the start, but it's also all that I know. So I've just learned to, I never had to adapt. It was just kind of, that's what it is. So COVID's definitely made it much more difficult. This year we're able to be back in person, which is nice because last year was all virtual. And I mean, it was good to still get our students to see other people's faces, but it's just not the same as being in person. Thankfully I have an incredible leadership team. We have some really strong, juniors and seniors and even freshmen and sophomores that, you know, bring a lot of ideas to the table, and they're very excited for Best Buddy and they share that passion for Best Buddies. So I just try to give them the resources and the organizational tools that I can, and then they take it and run. So it's definitely challenging, but I wouldn't be able to do it without the team that I have.
Yeah, that's very true. Like a leadership team is like the perfect growing stuff like that.
When I stepped into this role, there was no way I could have done what I've done without them. They've taught me kind of everything I know. And so it's made me a better advisor and it's made me a better teacher.
Yeah. So working with the COVID that's going around right now, is it hard to like sit down and be like, we're going to do this, and then not knowing the possibilities of going on and like,
yeah, we ran into that the very first meeting of the year. We were like, oh, yes, we're meeting back in person. That's great. And we planned it. We reserved the room. And then the week before, everyone went virtual. And I was like, oh, so it's difficult, but we made backup plans. And now we just are trying to remain hopeful that it was hopefully our only scheduling conflict. But I guess it's difficult, but it's worth it because we want to make sure that we can get it in no matter what. So it's a small bump in the road, but we figure it out. And I mean, that's the whole with special ed, you have to be flexible. And so that goes right into Best Buddies too.
Oh yeah. It's all the flexibility part, making sure it goes well and stuff like that. Well, thank you for sitting down with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yep. No problem. This is the Weem Weekly and I'm Parker Dean, and I sat down with Riley Heron.
That concludes this edition of Weem Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.